Step to the task and miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm going to give you a little road rage tip for the day. Pro tip. Do not speed. Okay, that's my pro tip. Obey the speed limit. All right. I have no idea why, but I have never seen more police and sheriff's vehicles than today. They are literally everywhere. Is today something? I mean, it's the start of the month. Did they have their calendar wrong? What's going on here, Ruma? It's the 7th. I don't know. Is it National Something Day? Is it National Catch a Speeder Day?
It might be.
Is it National Catch a Ne'er-do-Well Day? I don't know. But if that applies to you, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Slow down. I almost got caught at the church down here. I mean, after I knew this. But, yeah. So I would watch out for that today. We have, obviously, a portal mania going on. Clemson active in the portal. How about that? And it's fun. It's fun. We're going to get to that. Look, the biggest story of this day, and we're not going to just talk about portal. I want to talk about the Clemson offensive line next year, all right? Because I think two freshmen are playing, all right? Maybe three. I think you're going to have two freshmen who play. I think one of them is starting. I wouldn't be surprised if two of them start. Quite honestly, I think you have two freshmen absolutely in the mix, two freshmen who are ready to play. I don't say this very often about high school offensive linemen being ready-made, but I'm going to talk about that a little later on in connection with this. Texas said I got popped. He said I got about got popped on 85. Right. See? Texas said interstates got highway patrol everywhere as well. Is it someday? Is it something?
I don't know.
Is it something going on?
Maybe they're just out there from now on.
No. There's something special about today. Today, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's like South Carolina, catch a speeder day or something. I'm not sure, but trust me when I tell you, I would drive slowly today if I were you. Just a helpful hint. I'm only concerned about your insurance rights. Otherwise, it wouldn't matter. You know, if it was just points off a license, that kind of thing, it wouldn't matter. You know, as long as you don't stockpile. You know, but it's the insurance rates that are the big problem. Texas said 85 is absolutely crawling with state troopers. Texas said the incarceration portal. It's what it is. I'm just not sure. But, man, trust me when I tell you. Texas said they're crawling in Alabama, too. How about that? Even Alabama. So, apparently everywhere. Seminole Ted said, what's Ted say? Seminole Ted says, everybody needs to get some Krispy Kreme donuts so they can bribe the cops. How about this, Ramona? See, this is what I'm saying. This is from Texter 903. Delivery driver here. Cops are everywhere today in capital letters. See, so you got a delivery driver, Ramona, who does this for a living, and he's out there saying the same thing I'm telling you. I drive a considerable distance, and I have never seen as many police and sheriff's vehicles as I've seen today. All right, so I'm just giving you a little tip, little warning. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. Tess said a state trooper pulled up behind me going the speed limit the whole time. I pulled into a school to grab my son. He passed me speed through the school zone. what's this? Tex just said head to a Democratic state. They don't enforce anything there. Might be true. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is this just, like I said, pro tip, drive the speed limit today. Just get home tonight, park your little vehicle, do your speeding tomorrow. Do not speed today. That's my advice to you. Lots to get to today. Look, the biggest deal here today, and wait, do we have more delivery drivers? Alan from Belton says, I'm a delivery driver, too. I got pulled over yesterday by Anderson County and was and searched me and my vehicle. Wow. Wow. What were they looking for? Pizza? I mean, what's going on? What's going on? There's a GPS. Wait. Look, apparently everybody is seeing this, so it's not me. There's a GPS didn't even warn me. Yeah. What is this? Test said challenge accepted. What, I'm not sure what that means. You going to get out there on the roads today? Go ahead. Be my guest. Say goodbye to your insurance rates. You can kiss those right goodbye. See, that's the harmful part. That's the part. You know, if you're going to just lose 2 points off your license, big deal. You survive that. You know, 3 years it reboots or something like that. But the insurance rates, not so much. Not so much. What is this? Mr. B writes, sir, do you know how fast you were going? Why? It depends when you started using your radar gun. That might be true. Might be true. I have so many coming in right here. It's just unbelievable. People are seeing the same thing I'm seeing. So it must be some sort of day. There's got to be some sort
of. Must be something.
Yeah, something. Something, you know, like I said, catch a ne'er-do-well day or something like that. All right, obviously the portal, big business, we're going to get to that, how they fit. I want to talk about the Clemson offensive line. The biggest thing going on today, though, let's be honest, okay, Clemson football's not playing today. All right, the portal's great, it's exciting, it's cool. The biggest thing going on is Clemson basketball, okay? That's the biggest thing going on. There is an enormous basketball game here tonight. Enormous basketball game. This team is 2-0 on the road in league play, doing everything they're supposed to. They deserve support. That building should be filled to the rafters. There shouldn't be an empty seat. This should be fire marshal territory tonight for this game. I mean, this should be an absolute sellout every way possible, and people should come out and support this team. It's amazing the job that Brad Brownell has done, and this group of kids, like the ones prior, deserve the support of this entire fan base. So I would hope that this atmosphere tonight, listen, when it comes to college basketball, home crowd makes an enormous difference. That's why people can't win on the road. That's why what Brownell and Clemson have done is such an anomaly in winning 10 straight road games. It's impossible. But that's what they've done. But you also have to control your home court. And SMU scares me. I'm, you know, again, I went back and watched the SMU-North Carolina game again this morning, and they scare me. This is a dangerous, athletic, quick team with a lot of answers. And I think it's going to take some help from the crowd tonight. That's what I think it's going to be, because that's the nature of it. Texas A&M, well, I'm excited to be able to go out and cheer on the Tigers tonight. First home game of the year, and it's a big one. From Steven, 100%. 100%. What's this? Texas says, Mark says, drug stings with several departments working together. I knew a druggie that said they do this all the time. I don't know. I wouldn't know about that. You know, I only know about the speeding part of it, but I'll take your word for that. Maybe that's it. I don't know. In any case, like I said, lots to get to. I want to talk about what you face when you face this Andy Enfield basketball team. First of all, Boopie Miller, their point guard, in my opinion, is the quickest guard in America, period. I haven't seen anybody quicker. I just think he is a lightning bug. I mean, he is just insanely quick. You get anywhere he wants with the ball. You've got to try and level him off the best you can. And I think the challenge in terms of cutting the head off is to stay in front of him. Like, I think Dylan's a great defender. I think Dylan may have some quickness issues trying to level this kid off. I mean, from a body type and pure quickness standpoint, it might be Porter. I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think Porter is tremendously quick himself. You also need his offense, though. And I don't know if you want him chasing Boopie Miller all game, which is because Porter's offense is going to be important to winning. listen, the team that shoots the three tonight the best might win this game. SMU shot the three really well against North Carolina. That is not necessarily their strength. They played a lot of inside out against North Carolina, and North Carolina was giving them some of those shots, and they kept knocking them out. If they're going to hit those shots on a consistent basis, guarding this team is going to be really, really difficult. But it starts with Boopy Miller, and it also starts with Igatalu. Igatalu is an enormous human being. I mean, frigging enormous. Let me give you an idea. And some of you Tar Heel fans, Zeke and Chad, you're out there, you know this. Vesser for North Carolina is a 7-footer. He looks small compared to Igatalu. Compared to Igatalu, Vesser looks small. Now, Vesser is a 7-footer, can shoot the three and step outside, and has shot it really well, and he was able to do some of that. Clemson's going to have to do some of that, too. But Igatalu, let me tell you something. If this guy had the energy to do this, all right, and he's going to come out of games at times, because I think he needs a break at times, but when he gets on the low block or he gets both his feet in the paint and you drop the ball down to him, you have no chance. Okay, unless you double him quickly in a big-to-big double, you have no chance to guard him. None. It's just, the only question is he just going to miss? That's the question. He's going to get whatever he wants. He's going to take a little drop step to his left and lay the ball in right-handed or miss the little three-footer. But you're not going to be able to physically stop it. All right. Once if he catches the ball with both feet in the paint, you can't stop him. All right? There's nobody on your team that can guard him. And this is true of anybody. I don't care who you are in the whole country. If he catches the ball, I don't think SMU does this enough. They want to run. All right, they're a high tempo team. They're one of the highest scoring teams in the country. They average over 91 points a game. They scored 97 or whatever it was on North Carolina. It's a transition oriented basketball team. They want to run, and that's what they're going to do. And so sometimes they sort of forget about Igatalu. And honestly, that benefits the opposition because, again, when the ball goes into Igatalu, he's not only just an enormous human being that nobody can really stop. You're just sort of at his mercy. And then the other part of it is he's a good passer. Like a lot of these other foreign players, he knows how to play basketball. He's a good passer. You can run offense through him. At whatever he is. I don't even know what they list him at. 7'2", 7", I don't know what they list him at. But, again, this guy's not just tall. He's thick. Igatalu is a big friggin' human being. I mean, this guy's going to make guys like Carter Welling and Nick Davidson and certainly an R.J. Goffrey, he's going to make them look small. Now, they don't have a lot of size other than Igatalu. The kid that worries me a little bit in that regard that is coming on for them that was a highly regarded and coveted recruit is the Toombs kid. The Toombs kid off the bench has big-time talent, and he's another big. You know, I don't know what they list him at either. I mean, he's got to be 6'10", whatever he is. But he's big and he's athletic and he's talented. And he's starting to play more and more and become a bigger factor for them. So, but look, I think one of the things you have to do, and Igatalu, for his part, has done a better job this year as a rim protector. He's become a bigger factor on that end of the court. But you have to attack him. You have to attack him. You have to try and get him in foul trouble. You have to go, and that means you're going to have to go into his body. If you get in the lane and you try any sort of little fadeaway shot over him, that's not going to work. You've got to go into his body. You've got to create contact with the shot blocker. That's the only way you're going to get those shots off. And it's also the only way you're going to draw fouls on him. He is prone to foul trouble. He's done a better job thus far this year than he has previous to this. But, you know, it's important to attack him. Clemson, player for player, is a bigger basketball team than SMU. It's just you have this enormous human being as a starter, and then you have the Toombs kid coming off the bench. That's their size. Other than that, they don't have size. They have quickness. And they have really gifted players. And so this is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a really interesting game from a matchup standpoint. SMU is not just a man team. They're going to play some zone, too. They played a lot of zone against North Carolina. The zone against North Carolina was highly effective. North Carolina is not a great three-point shooting team. They've got some individual guys like Vesser who can shoot it at 7 feet, but it's not a great three-point shooting team, although they shot the ball pretty well from three in that particular game. We're just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. We have miles to go. You can get in 654-7627. I mean, I think the best news for Clemson is they've played a lot of different teams OC and some really talented teams in BYU and in Alabama and those type of teams. I think that really helps your preparation for a team like SMU. You know, those are teams in Alabama and BYU that both want to go up and down the court. I think it helps. Georgia was a team that wanted to go up and down the court. I think it helps Clemson that they've faced some of these teams. But I'll be honest, SMU scares me. They're a dangerous basketball team. I mean, look, any team that can whoop up on North Carolina is a team that you have to be worried about. Quick break.
You know, it's not your fault that losing weight is getting harder and harder to do. You're eating better, you're making the right choices, you're moving more, but your body just isn't responding the way that it used to. It's not your willpower, it's a metabolism. For many people, years of dieting quietly slow the metabolic system down, so the more work you put in, the less progress you see. At PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just count calories. I know because they helped me lose over 50 pounds on the program. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating the way that you want it to, call the professionals at PhD Weight Loss right now and mention Fix My Weight Loss, and they'll unlock the New Year special for you. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything that has been puzzling you in your weight loss journey. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family-friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Avatar Fire and Ash has arrived.
I am the fire!
Get your 3D tickets now for the greatest chapter of the biggest saga in history.
Whatever happens, protect this family.
Critics rave, it's by far the best Avatar movie.
If your father and I do not return, you go as far and as fast as you can.
Movies don't get any bigger than this. Avatar Fire and Ash, rated PG-13, now playing.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Hawk just poked his head and said, you know, he was looking over the Damon Williams contract, which is, I guess, available online. If you don't know what this situation is, Damon Williams re-upped with Washington 4 days ago. Get this, Ramona. 4 days ago, re-upped with Washington as their collegiate quarterback. And for an amount that was allegedly $4 to $5 million. 4 days later, he opted out of that. He entered the transfer portal. He wanted to go elsewhere. So let me tell you what specifically happened. All right. He was LSU's first choice, as I understand it, over Sam Leavitt. And when he became available or word, or I don't know how that timeline works, you'll have to figure that out for yourself. It doesn't really work. But he was allegedly LSU's first choice over Sam Leavitt. And so LSU apparently came in with a bigger offer. That's what the belief is. All right. And so Damon Williams then wanted out of the Washington deal. He was going to go be the quarterback at LSU. Washington said, not so fast. You have a signed contract. And apparently that contract allows Washington to dictate the buyout. I would suggest to you that just given the little information I have from Kwok just now, that any legal battle would favor Washington in this regard. So I don't think Damon Williams is going anywhere without a heavy price to be paid. I don't know how this ends. I have no idea. But this is, again, one of their first test cases. We have a team that says, no, you're not going anywhere. You know, you just...
I like that.
I do, too. And I think it's despicable, quite honestly, dude, that you committed and agreed to take $4 or $5 million from them 4 days ago, and then 4 days later, you're trying to go somewhere else. I just think it speaks really poorly of you, Williams. I just do. I think it's a despicable thing. Here's the deal, though. I'm hearing terrible things about Sam Leavitt, right? I'm hearing terrible things about Leavitt. I don't know what's true and what's not true. It's hard to know, but he had all sorts of conflict with Dillingham, the coach. Dillingham did not want him at their banquet. I'm hearing lots of negative things about Leavitt, and I'm just going to tell you, there are some moments in life, you know, like OJ and the White Bronco, where there's this moment of truth, okay, that everything becomes crystal clear. Leavitt is sitting with Lane Kiffin at the LSU basketball game in the front row, sitting with Lane Kiffin, right? And look, we all know Kiffin's a jerk, right? He's also your would-be coach, and he's the coach of a team that is apparently going to pay you $5 to $7 million to play for their team. Leavitt is sitting next to Lane Kiffin, Ramona, and he is on his phone.
He's on his phone.
See, I'm kicking your A out right then. I just think, to me, all right, first of all, I just think it's unbelievably disrespectful. And I know a basketball game is 2 hours. I don't care. I don't care what the situation is. I just think it's disrespectful. I think it's not what you ought to be doing. And I just don't think most people would do that. If you are potentially going to be paid $5 to $7 million and you are basically in an interview process as well, and you are sitting next to your head coach at a basketball game, if anything, you would be engaged speaking to him. You would not be on a phone talking to anybody else. And he looks completely disconnected, like he's not paying attention at all. And that might be one moment in time. I don't care. But you know, remember when Sanders was at draft time, one of the criticisms of Shedeur Sanders was that in meetings with NFL GMs, he was on the phone.
Yeah, I remember you talking
about
that.
Right, and that's allegedly a reason why Shedeur Sanders slipped as badly as he did. I think it was a part of it. I think there are a whole bunch of physical reasons. I think he's not very good. But I think that was a part of it. He didn't help himself. And people brought that up, and they rightfully criticized Shedeur Sanders for it. Sam Leavitt just did the same thing, sitting next to Lane Kiffin. Just did the same thing. In a job interview, he just did the same thing. I just think it's incredibly disrespectful. I think it again, I'm not saying it provides crystal clarity to what went on with him at Arizona State, but I think there are a lot of bad signs from the things I'm reading about him at Arizona State. And then you consider he's not going to be available for the spring either. And I'm just not sure I want Sam Leavitt. I just think he's, to my mind right now, I think he's damaged goods. I don't even know what he is anymore. I mean, as a freshman out there, he looked great. But last year, as a redshirt freshman, last year, he looked terrible. You know what else? This is the kind of thing we're talking about. David, I'm coming right to you. Get this. This is the world of college football right now. Sam Leavitt and Caton Hauser and Noah Kim, who's a quarterback at Eastern Michigan, those three guys were all part of the Michigan State quarterback room in 2022. My computer says it's 2026. I'm trusting that to be right. These three guys who are all playing college football were all part of the Michigan State quarterback room in 2022. Hauser has just transferred for the second time. He went from Michigan State to Eastern Carolina, and now he's out of there again. And then Leavitt is doing the same thing. And Kim is at Eastern Michigan. But they were all part of the Michigan State quarterback room back in 2022. David in Greenville. David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
I'm great. You doing great?
Yeah, thank you, David. Appreciate you getting in.
Okay, well, this comes from kind of the era that I live in, because now at night, you know, I've got a bazillion channels, and I wind up watching YouTube because I just want to go watch what I'm looking for. So anyway, I have too much time at night. Real quick question. Have you, and I know you're going to say, of course I have you watched Tate Reynolds, any of his highlights? Quarterback we've recruited.
Oh yeah, I've watched a lot of his film.
Yeah, well, and I know when you're watching the reels, you're only getting the best of the best. You
right,
see the
highlights.
Best plays. I get all that, but
there are lowlights somewhere.
I mean, yeah, right. But I mean, is there a chance he fights for the spot in a new system? Since Chad Morris is really going to be bringing a brand new system to Clemson, the guy looks like a gamer. I mean, just his size. His ability to run. I mean, he can absolutely carry the mail. When he tucks the ball, the guy can really run. He's a big kid, and his arm strength looks fine. I'm just asking, is there a chance that a true freshman can compete for that spot? I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, David. My short answer is no. I don't see it. I think that he's the most talented of the three guys. I think that Reynolds If these three guys comprise your immediate future, or the four, I think he's the most talented of the bunch. I think he's the best combination of ingredients. He has a live arm. He's pretty accurate in the short and intermediate passing game as well. He can throw the ball vertically. He's very athletic, maybe surprisingly athletic. And he's from a college body type standpoint, he's ready. Physically, he's ready. He comes off a year where he was injured. That's another setback, though. I don't envision him being a part of a serious competition for this job. I think the starter is going to be Christopher Vezina. I think people need to come to accept that. I don't think there's going to be any competition. We can talk about that all we want. And hey, look, maybe when Chad Morris has new eyes on these guys, maybe he sees something else that he wants to go a certain direction, and Dabo Swinney might acquiesce to him in that regard. But as I see it, I mean, I think Christopher Vezina is going to be your starter. I think there will be a package for Denson, and that package will be primarily run-based. You might see some pop passes or something as a part of that. But I think that's what you're going to see. And I would be surprised at any other outcome at this point, unless, you know, Clemson goes to the portal for a quarterback. Other than that, I think that Christopher Vezina is going to be the guy, and I think they're going to try and fill in around him. And I've heard some speculation about another running back added to this room. I think that would be great. I've suggested one guy. I heard a different name today that would thrill me if Clemson was able to land him, a guy who played in the ACC last year. If Clemson's able to land him as a part of their running back room, that would absolutely thrill me. I mean that with 100% truth. I mean, if Clemson's able to land this other running back that I've heard mentioned, who I love, who I actually said would hurt Clemson when Clemson played this team, I would be ecstatic with adding this back to Gideon Davidson. Ecstatic. It would be honestly, the guy I'm talking about would be a perfect complement to Davidson. So I hope that happens. And that would make things easier on the quarterback. There are ways to make things easier on the quarterback. Do I think that Christopher Vezina is going to lead Clemson to, you know, the college football playoff or national championship? No, I don't. And I'll have to see something to change my mind in that regard. But look, I like what I'm seeing from Clemson in terms of the portal. I think they're hitting a lot of need areas with good players defensively. We're going to talk more about that. I'm going to get into more of that. But the short answer is I would be surprised if anybody at this point, I would be surprised if anybody but Christopher Vezina is the starting quarterback next year, period. Now, whether you like that, whether you don't like that, that's my belief. I think that's how it plays out. All right. Back to Clemson SMU. We're going to get back into this. I want to talk about Clemson's offensive line next year because I think there are at least two freshmen and maybe three that are going to be a part of this factor. That woman's very pink, Ramona. She's very pink. She's extremely pink. Look at her. You see her, Ramona? I can't even see who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I see her.
I can't even see who that is.
Very pink.
She's not facing me, but she's like pink and purple. Her shoes are purple. Her top is purple. Her skirt is pink. She's very bright, Ramona. She could walk safely at night anywhere.
She's very bright.
Yeah, she could walk safely at night. She would not get hit in the crosswalk. Okay, on SMU, all right. Again, this is a team that wants to play with tempo. They want to go up and down. They want to play in transition. Clemson is willing to do that to some degree, as we've seen with Alabama and BYU and Georgia. Clemson is willing to do that to a degree. I think they're pretty good defensively as well. They're going to play both man and zone. You're going to see both. They played a lot of zone versus North Carolina. I think they wanted North Carolina to take the threes. North Carolina, again, not a great three-point shooting team, although they shot it decently in that game. I don't think SMU is a great three-point shooting team either. It's not an enormous part of their arsenal, but they shot a lot of them against North Carolina, in part because SMU would dump the ball inside, they would play inside out, and North Carolina seemed to be giving them a lot of those looks from three, and these dudes were knocking them out. Pierre Jr., who was the Conference USA player of the year, was a transfer player, was knocking him out. BJ Edwards didn't have his best game, but Edwards is a star. Edwards was the ACC player of the week ago. Edwards is a big-time player, and he's a stat sheet stuffer. He's a hard guy to deal with, and he didn't shoot it as well as he normally would against North Carolina, but he had a bunch of assists and rebounds. He does everything well. I mean, look, their two best players on paper are Boobie Miller and B.J. Edwards, all right? But Iguodala is going to play in the NBA because, again, he's 7'2", and he's got to weigh, I don't know, he's got to be at least 280. I mean, 7'2", 280. He's not fat. He's just he's an enormous human being. Like I said, people are going to find out. When you see Iguodala, and maybe you remember him from last year, but when you see him on the court with Welling and Davidson, Welling and Davidson are going to look small compared to this dude. Again, Vesser for North Carolina, who is, what do they list him at? 7'1"? They list Vesser at 7'1"? Ramona, look up North Carolina's basketball roster and look up Vesser for me and see what they list him at. See what height they list him at. I think like 7'1". In any case, Vesser looks small next to Iguodala. And when Iguodala got both feet in the paint and they dumped the ball inside to him, Vesser had no chance. None. None. Absolutely none to guard him. Iguodala was going to get whatever he wanted because he actually has skills. He's like 7'2", 280, and maybe he's bigger than that. I don't know. Maybe 7'3". I don't know what they list him at. I'm curious what North Carolina lists Vesser at. 7'1", Ramona, something like that. He's a transfer.
I got 7.
7 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so North Carolina lists him at 7 feet, and I think he probably is 7 feet. And he looks small. I mean, literally small. When Vesser was on Iguodala in the paint and they dumped it into Iguodala, Vesser had no chance. None. It was like he's being guarded by a gnat. So that's the dilemma with this guy. Now, he does disappear. You know, I don't know if he gets winded after a while. I don't know what it is. He does have a penchant for foul trouble, like I said, although not as much as last year. But I'll tell you, SMU is one of these teams who wants to play in transition so much so that I think at times they just forget about him. And that benefits their opponents because, honestly, there are times it just looks like if they just dumped it into him repeatedly, that the opponent would have no chance. But they go through stretches where they ignore him as well. And I think that helps the opponent. So between his own fouls and between his own team just ignoring him at times when again, no one can really guard him. It's going to be interesting to see how Clemson tries to defend Iguodala and who's on him. I mean, I would think that Carter Welling is the best choice to try and defend him. And Carter's athletic and 6'10". But, you know, you don't want Carter getting in foul trouble either. And it's going to be interesting to see whether Clemson tries to play him straight up, hoping that SMU ignores him in transition. Maybe that's the case. Or whether Clemson tries to dig down on him or tries to run a big-to-big double on him, something to get the ball out of his hands. I don't know. But that's what happened against North Carolina. They played a lot of inside out, and then they wound up with open three-point shots. And while they're not a great three-point shooting team, they hit a bunch of them against North Carolina, a bunch of them. This continues on the other side. We'll be back.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the Upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. People are sending me images from their various devices of police cars, like, everywhere. Now, someone told me it's the first day that they can enforce the hands-free driving thing. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure. Hey, what was this story you were telling me just now?
Two people were on the side of the road dumping their old mattress into just
where was this?
The pit or what, the dirt.
Where was this?
Somewhere where I was, one of them roads in my hour drive that I have.
One of them roads?
Yeah.
It was one of them roads?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks
for clearing. And the lady just walked right in front of my car like, hey, I'm dumping my mattress.
Did you get their license plate?
No.
You should have.
Well, you know, sometimes when you see stuff, yeah, you're so appalled.
Yeah.
And so, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing that.
Yeah, look, I've said this before. You know, we all have to live in this world. I don't get the dumping your trash in roadsides. I mean, just carry it in your car and dump it in your own garbage at home.
Plus, you got to dump a convenience.
And the mattress thing is even worse.
It was 2 blocks from where they were.
Yeah, you have nerve if you're just dumping a mattress.
Yeah.
Off a main road like in the daytime, you have a lot of nerve.
Yeah, and you had to get it out of your car.
See, I hate you. Okay, I'm just telling you, I hate you. I'm not.
The way she just looked at me when she walked across, like, yeah, I don't care.
Right.
That you got.
Right. She doesn't care that you
me.
See it at all.
I don't care that you. Yeah. Right. I'm like, it's broad daylight and everything. I mean, I was like, well, at least they're not dumping a body there.
But you know, look, I don't even get the littering thing. Okay.
I don't either. You're on your way to somewhere, right, that has a garbage can.
Right.
Either home or wherever you're going.
Right. Just keep it in your car until you get wherever you're going. Don't dump it out in our world. We all share this world. Somebody else has to go pick up after you.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that's where it is.
I mean, it's rude.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Like
there are certain things that just piss me off, and unlike, you know, some people in the rest of the world, I am going to tell you, all right, plain and simple. Like, I hate people who park in handicapped parking spaces that aren't handicapped. If you're able-bodied and you park in a handicapped parking space, you need to be throat punched. That's the bottom line.
Then you'll be handicapped.
Right. Then you'll be handicapped. You know, it's that type of thing. I don't like the littering. I don't like the tailgaters. You know, those are things I don't like. And I like the tailgaters even less since I've been hit from behind on Clemson Boulevard.
I know.
You know, even less. Okay, so I see this. This is from Ross Dellinger. He says the agreement between Devin Williams, the agreement that Devin Williams signed with Washington includes a provision prohibiting him from entering the transfer portal. Well, if that's true, there's no way he's winning that case legally. So what's going to happen with him? I mean, is he just going to stay there? Listen. So the worst case scenario for him is what? That he stays there, he's quarterback of Washington again, and he gets paid $4 million? See,
wrong with your $4 million that you're getting?
Well, again, I can't answer that. I think you're being a complete a-hole when you commit and sign somewhere 4 days ago, and then 4 days later you're trying to go somewhere else because somebody offered you more. I just think you're being a complete a-hole.
I hate to say that cliche, but the ink's not even dry.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
The contract hadn't even been sent out to everybody yet.
No, I don't know how that's going to play out. It's going to be fascinating to watch. I know that. You get in, 654-767. People always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now. There's not going to be a good time for me to tell you what I have to tell you now. There's a reason. I know a number of you actually have written and mentioned this, but we couldn't talk about what I'm about to tell you immediately because there were a lot of connected people who had to be informed first of what happened. We lost a really good friend, first of all. Gary Mahaffey was one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. He was polite to everybody. He was a salt of the earth person. And his death was very unexpected. And worst case scenario, he passed away on Christmas Day. Leaving his wife, Jeannie, and his family. And as I said, he wasn't ill. It was completely unexpected. Gary was an enormous Clemson fan. He graduated from Furman. He was an entrepreneur, started several successful businesses after a career in human resources. Obviously, his current business, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, was his shining star, and he loved serving as many customers year after year. One of his mottos was, if you have a problem, I have a problem. And you people all know that. I mean, many of you called the show to talk about what Gary Mahaffey had meant to your respective lives. We had consecutive callers live on air one day. I don't know if that's ever happened with another advertiser. It was Tim and it was Troy. I actually remember the two callers. And they were very different situations. And both just heaped praise on Gary Mahaffey. I don't know over the years that Gary's been a part of this program, a part of the station, how many people have praised him. And of course, you know, he runs Insurance for Seniors and Disabled with his wife, Jeannie, and an entire staff. I mean, they have, you know, three locations, or they cover three states. They're in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. It's a big business. And Gary treated everybody like they were his family. And Jeannie was always a part of that. Jeannie herself has been an agent for over 20 years. And I just can't imagine. I can't imagine Christmas Day. They were headed out. And I, when we first heard this, I thought this had to be a mistake. I was devastated. I truly was. This individual, Gary, and again, his wife, his whole staff, but Gary Mahaffey individually was just, as I said, a salt of the earth human being. He made time for everybody. It didn't matter when. If he could help you, he accommodated you, period. Just absolutely terrible. And the last thing on earth I expected. When I heard it, I thought, oh, this can't be. This has got to be a mistake. This has got to be a different Gary Mahaffey. That's what I thought. And quite honestly, that's what I hoped. And then sadly, I found out that that was not the case. And Gary is survived by his wife, Jeannie, his son, his daughter. Just all tremendous human beings. Just unbelievable people. And Gary was the tip of the spear. And like I said, I know he impacted the lives of so many in this listening audience who listens to the station. I know he did. I know from all the unsolicited firsthand accounts how Gary impacted the lives of so many people. How could he not? How could he not? In my lifetime, there have been about five people that I know that were just, they're like living, breathing saints. And Gary Mahaffey was one of those people. And his wife, Jeannie, is just like him. Just like him. She's cut from the exact same cloth. And as I said, they shared the business together for over 20 years, both of them agents. So Gary would want it this way. He would want you to, you know, continue to work with Jeannie and the incredible staff he and she assembled, and you'll still have an opportunity to do that. And you know, now more than ever, they're going to need your support, and in turn, they will look after your interests the same way Gary always has. Because like I said, Jeannie has been a part of this all along. So Gary was so dedicated to his customers and his business. His legacy is going to carry on with his family members moving forward. They have all the right stuff to continue the same customer service and care. And Gary has always showed to all of his customers. So please reach out to his team to help you with your Medicare questions and needs at 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Visit their office, 223A West Main Street in Easley, right here. And again, Ramon, I don't know what else you'd like to say. I know you've been touched by Gary, too. Like I said, there are just some special human beings. And again, they were a team. It was Gary and Jeannie, Jeannie and Gary. That's how they always were. And you can still be a part of their team.
I just met him here a couple of times, and he was just a sweet man.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah, just, and again, just a special human being. whose life's work was to help other people, and Jeannie is carrying on his life's work. So, and you know what? And Gary would want you to be a part of that too. He would want you to be a part of that. He'd want you to continue to help Jeannie and back and forth, because she will certainly help you. And the tremendous staff that Gary and Jeannie have assembled over the years will continue to help you and to answer all of your related questions. So, you know, this, we were all a huge part of Gary's success. He told us regularly about the impact that we made, and we want to continue to make that same type of impact now for his entire family moving forward. And as I said, Jeannie and the incredible staff that Gary and Jeannie assembled will continue to help you. There's a certain negative irony to it, is that in recent months, we've talked a lot about Jeannie and the staff as well. And now that's who you'll be seeing. And it will continue. You'll continue to get the same type of special treatment and attention you always have. You'll be missed, Gary. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate with